يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه قل قتال فيه كبير وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله والفتنة أكبر من القتل ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا ومن يرتدد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ
People ask you about fighting in the holy month. Say, fighting in it is an awesome sin. But barring people from the way of Allah, disbelieving in Him, and denying entry into the holy mosque, and expelling its inmates from it, are more awesome acts in the sight of Allah. And persecution is even more heinous than killing. They will not cease fighting against you till they turn you from your religion if they can. So remember well that whoever from amongst you turns away from his religion and dies in the state of unbelief, their work will go to waste in this world and in the next. They are destined for the fire, and it is there that they will abide. And persecution is even more heinous than killing.
This relates to a certain incident. In Rajab 2 after Hijri, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent an expedition of 8 persons to Nakhla, which lies between Makkah and Taif. He directed them to follow the movements of the Quraysh and gather information about their plans, but not to engage in fighting. In the course of this journey, they came across a trade caravan belonging to the Quraysh and ambushed it. They killed one person and captured the rest along with their belongings and took them to Medina. They did this at a time when the month of Rajab was approaching its end and Sha'ban was about to begin. It was therefore doubtful whether the attack was actually carried out in one of the sacred months, that is, Rajab, or not. But the Quraysh and the Jews, who were secretly in league with them, as well as the hypocrites, played up this affair and used it as a weapon in their propaganda campaign against the Muslims. They pointed out that the contradiction between the claims of the Muslims to follow true faith on the one hand and their not hesitating to shed blood in a sacred month on the other. This verse is addressed to these objections.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
On the contrary, those who believed and forsook their hearth and home and strove in the way of Allah, such may rightly hope for the mercy of Allah. For Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful, and strove in the way of Allah.
Jihad denotes exerting one's utmost to achieve something. It is not an equivalent of war, for which the Arabic word is qital. Jihad has a wider connotation and embraces every kind of striving in God's cause.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ الْعَفْوَ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ
They ask you about wine and games of chance. Say, in both these there is great evil, even though there is some benefit for people, but their evil is greater than their benefit. They ask, what should we spend in the way of Allah? Say, whatever you can spare. In this way, Allah clearly expounds His injunctions to you that you may reflect upon them.
but their evil is greater than their benefit.
This is the first injunction concerning intoxicating drinks and gambling, and here the matter has been left merely at the expression of disapproval. The injunction commanding not to perform prayer when one is in a state of intoxication came later, and ultimately, alcohol, gambling, and the like were categorically prohibited.
Whatever you can spare.
What is being asked is how much of one's resources should be spent in charity so that Allah be pleased. The answer provided is that one should fulfill one's needs, and whatever is beyond one's needs should be spent in the way of Allah. Such spending to earn God's grace is voluntary rather than mandatory.
في الدنيا والآخرة ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح ولو شاء الله لأعنتكم إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
Both in regard to this world and the next. They question you concerning orphans. Say, to deal with them in the way which is to their good, that is best. And if you intermix your expenses and living with them, there is no harm, for they are your brothers. Allah knows the mischievous from the righteous, and had Allah willed, He would indeed have imposed on you exacting conditions. But He is all-powerful, most wise.
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ ولا تنكحوا المشركين حتى يؤمنوا ولعبد مؤمن خير من مشرك ولو أعجبكم أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ
Marry not the women who associate others with Allah in His divinity until they believe. For a believing slave girl is better than a free respectable woman who associates others with Allah in His divinity, even though she might please you. Likewise, do not give your women in marriage to men who associate others with Allah in His divinity until they believe. For a believing slave is better than a free, respectable man who associate others with Allah in His divinity, even though he might please you. Such people call you towards the fire, and Allah calls you by His leave towards paradise and forgiveness. And He makes His injunctions clear to people so that they may take heed.